Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love monsters. This is Doug Loves Scary Movies, coming to you once again from the Final Countdown. It's another Homes Alone edition on Thursday, October 29th, 2020. And my guests today are Eric Griffin, Doug Mellard, and Pauly Shore.
Yo.
Hey.
You just lost listeners.
I know. I do have Doug Mellard on the show too.
Hey.
But let's say hello individually, starting with first time guest, the one and only Pauly Shore. How's it going, man?
I'm good. How you doing? I'm here in Las Vegas. I moved. I ran. I'm a pussy. I'm not like all you guys. You know what I mean? It's like a relationship with a woman. When it gets too crazy, what happens, Eric?
Move to Vegas.
Yeah. So I'm doing good, but thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, dude, it's great to have you because you have a motion picture playing currently on demand that people can check out called Guest House.
Very funny.
Yeah, but Eric steals all my scenes. That's one thing I talked to my manager and agent about. I said, next time I do a movie, he's not fucking being in it, dude. He steals all my shit.
Yeah, well, now I understand why he's not on the poster. You're not going to have him.
No, he's a fucking scene stealer, dude.
It's actually really fun to work with Pauly. It's exactly what it is. You know, it's just called Guest
House. It is what it is.
Basic pitch was, here's a house, and Pauly Shore lives in the guest house. That was the pitch for the movie, and they made it.
What else do you need to know?
Exactly. I'm saying it's like, you actually, that can be a pitch for any movie. You just say, okay, we're going to have zombies and Pauly Shore, done.
I'd leave the guest house in. I'd say it's zombies and Pauly Shore in a guest house.
That's true. No, we had fun, and I really, really been a big fan of Eric's for a long time. He's one of the very funniest comedians out there, and I was very happy that he decided to play the police officer in it, and I knew it was going to be great, and it just was even better than anyone expected, as far as, you know, us riffing together. It was really funny, and it was cool.
I cut you off, but I want to say, just as a fan, I'm really glad that Pauly Shore's back in movies, everybody, too, because when you watch it, you remember why this guy was as big as he was at the time, at the height of his career. And I would love to see this John Travolta comeback right now for Pauly Shore, because it really was a fun movie to watch. And just if I'm being honest, I didn't think it was going to be. You know what I mean? I just thought, I was like, oh God, what's this going to be? And I watched the movie and I was like, wow, this was pleasantly funny, and it was fun, and it was raunchy, but not too raunchy. And, you know, just because we're on a movie podcast, I just want to say, like, I'm not just saying it because I was in it. Just as a fan of Pauly, if you want to recap those years where you really loved all those old movies, watch this movie and you'll feel that same feeling. And I think you're going to see some more stuff like that from this funny legend that we have on this podcast right now.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. We had a great time, and it's out on a Blu-ray, DVD, all that stuff in November. And then I just found out it goes to Netflix in December. So that'll be cool.
Really? Woo! That's
awesome. But let's not talk too much about that, because we want people to go watch it on demand right now.
Yeah. No, we're gonna do a table read right now of the whole movie.
So Eric Griffin is also here, who you know from Workaholics, been on the show a few times before, but not since the pandemic started. How are you holding up, Eric?
It's weird, man. Let's just be real about it. It's weird, but it is what it is. I'm just trying to, like, make the best of it. I'm just like, you know, we keep saying the words new normal, but eventually we're just going to be saying this is our normal. And so here we are.
Yeah, this is our normal.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna squeeze it together and make one new word.
Normal.
Normal. This is our normal.
I think I'm gonna, after when they tell you can take the when you can take the masks off, you know, in 6 months or a year or whatever, I'm gonna want to keep them on, because I got really bad breath, dude, and I don't want people to smell my breath, you know. So I've been actually saving people, not just from the corona, but my stinky mouth, bro. All those penises.
There's a lot of ugly faces out there that we don't have to look at because of the masks. I really do think I agree with you that it should just be an ongoing thing.
Yeah. And also, like, you ever see like a sexy chick in a mask? It's way more sexier without seeing her face. It's more like she's like a Talibani chick. Like, you ever been to like Saudi Arabia? You know how the girls, they wear those the burkas with the mask on? It's so sexy. Yeah, just their eyes.
Yeah, just the eyes is a good look. It's this, you know, in their case, it's a sad look, because you don't want anybody to be forced into doing anything. But yeah, I see some eyes on the internet under masks, and I'm like, I bet you their eyes are the far and away their greatest feature, and this is really working out great for them.
We gotta. what's up with Ryan though? Where's Ryan at?
Oh, Ryan's the producer of the show. He just shuts his mouth the whole time, unless there's an issue of some kind. But also joining us today, he's hanging out in Santa Fe. He got out of LA as well. Comedian Doug Mellard. Hey, Doug.
Hey,
Dougie, good to be Dougie. Here. What's the word, bro?
I'm in Santa Fe. It's pretty much the exact same place as Las Vegas, as you all know.
Yeah, Doug and I do a podcast called Wide World of Dougs, where we, you know, examine all the, you know, exciting and vibrant individuals out there who are named Doug. And so as you can imagine, we really, really run out of a lot to talk about. But it's always fun to have him over here on Doug Loves Movies. I'd say a middling level trivia player, not movie trivia isn't your strong suit.
Yeah, I've bombed a couple times, but I've won a couple times. I know there are some people that have never won, so I'm not in that category.
I feel like Eric Griffin wins every time he's on.
Uh-oh. I'm going to get smoked today. We'll see.
I actually am interested in this Doug show now. I kind of want to...
I would love to have you on the Doug show, because...
Doug of America? That sounds great. You'd be like, this is Doug Smith, the retired bus driver in Albuquerque, and you just talk about his life. I would love that.
Wait, but there is a famous Doug Smith already, though, right?
There's a former Dallas Maverick named Doug Smith, but
yeah, that's outside of that. That's it. That's the one. So it's not only a pandemic, but it is the month normally where everybody likes to get into scary movies. Do any of you have a scary movie recommendation?
Man.
Yeah, my favorite, Insidious is still like one of the scariest movies to me of the new era of scary movies. the original Insane.
Yeah, you like that. There's sort of like, aren't they the sort of paranormal hunters that go to a house?
Not that one. It wasn't that one. No. But it's in that world. I think they made like a bunch of spinoff movies, and I think Insidious is one of those. I think Insidious was the original that had those people in it, and then they spun that off to the one with the doll.
Right, Annabelle.
Annabelle and all that stuff. But yeah, Insidious. I'm always scared when people in the movie aren't responding in a way that you think they should, and that's what makes you scared. And in this movie, it's like that. You know, there's that scene where the baby monitor, you know, the woman hears weird shit on the baby monitor, and she says, "Hello?" And I'm like, "Bitch, go get your baby." You know, you know, so it's like, you know, so though I love that kind of, I love any movie that makes me, you know, feel, you know, it's like when you go watch a comedy, you go to laugh. When you go to a scary movie, you go to get scared. And I like that. But Insidious is the one for me.
All right. What about you, Pauly? Do you have a favorite scary movie?
I liked Saw. All the Saw movies were pretty fucking dope, dude. I saw every Saw. I just liked the way it was shot, and just like the whole concept behind it was cool. I don't know about the latter ones, but the beginning ones I thought were pretty dope.
Chris Rock went out in the newest version of it. I think he's producing that. I think he produced that as a new Saw.
They're rebooting it, right?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe he's even the director of it.
Yeah.
I think
so. It's like he's doing a lot right now. He's making.
Yeah. So finally, a funny Saw. Jigsaw's gonna rip some real good jokes.
We've been waiting for it.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop, and you couldn't put them together. What do you have?
Doug, do you have any? What have you been watching?
I'll give love to an old John Carpenter classic, The Thing. I love that movie.
The Kurt Russell version.
Yeah, not as much the newer version.
You saw the Mary Elizabeth Winstead one?
Yeah, and that got a lot of hate, but I didn't hate it as much as, you know, most people did. But
yeah, anytime you replace the male lead with a woman, people lose their shit for some reason.
Yeah, I didn't think there was too much wrong with it. I think it's just people, maybe that, and then on top of that, people look at it as a classic, so
yeah,
I don't want to see it.
Well, Kurt Russell shouldn't be replaced by anyone or anything, to be honest.
True.
But yeah, that movie has like, you know, some of the greatest, you know, practical special effects makeup in the history of horror films.
And Wilford Brimley.
Right.
Don't forget that.
Rest in peace, Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
also, I did a 10-minute short called Sin City Psycho, where I play a sociopath. It's kind of like my version of American Psycho.
You're just in a guest house.
No, but for real, if you go to my YouTube page, you could see it. I love serial killer movies and stuff too, and like crazy thrash. I love thrillers. Thrillers, I think, are better than like horror movies for me.
There's also a thing going around that you made where you do something from A Few Good Men.
Oh yeah, that's a new series that I started called Classic Scenes from Classic Movies, as if Pauly Shore got the role of Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. So yeah, that's out now. I also did Hannibal Lecter. I started working on that. I have a lot of time on my hands out here in Vegas, so I'm just creating a lot of really fun stuff since I'm not touring, you know?
Yeah, and Silence of the Lambs, that's a scary one.
Love that fucking movie.
That is probably one of the scariest movies ever.
Dude, that fucking guy, like fucking Anthony Hopkins, like he really, I mean, talk about locking into a fucking role. When he played that role, it's just every little teeny nuance as an actor. He just really embodied this character. And I thought,
I can say that movie is one of the classic examples of where something is performance driven.
Oh my God.
Cause even the guy playing the guy playing, you know, Buffalo Bill or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know the actor's name, but like, because of that role, any role he's in after that, and he's been in a lot of things, like a lot of, I always see him as that character. He was correct. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. His name is Ted Levine. Yeah,
he's so fucking good, dude.
Yeah, he can be in like a comedy and he still gives you the creeps.
I still see that, you know, I want to get lotion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really creepy shit.
Movie. Yeah, because when you look at all the sequels they had of it too, the prequels and sequels, they don't hold up. But that one,
It's just not the same for some reason. That one really grabbed everybody. They made Manhunter, that first Manhunter movie came before it, and Brian Cox was a really good Hannibal Lecter. But then, nobody can touch Anthony Hopkins. He's just so good.
The one he was in later with the one with like Ed Norton as the was it Ed Norton? Not Ed Norton. It was
Red Dragon.
Red Dragon. Even that one was a little, you know, he tried his best. There was really great moments in that movie, but you always will compare to, you know, Sons of the Land. And then they replaced what's her face. So that was,
Julianne Moore came in.
Julianne Moore came in. So you're just kind of like, what? You can't just switch Darren's on me. You know what I mean?
And didn't Julianne Moore try to do a Southern accent as well? I remember.
Oh yeah, probably
didn't land it as well.
Dr. Lecter. all right. So those are some great recommendations. Thank you for those, you guys. Are you ready to play some games?
Yeah. Yes, I want it. That's fun.
That's such a dry reading of the word fun.
Yo, you guys, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to do like a fucking, I don't want to call it a stoner tour, but we should all like get us three and like Harlan Williams and then maybe Tom Green. And we should all go like on a theater tour, you know, like, I don't know, like the stoners of comedy or something would be fucking awesome, dude.
I love it.
What do you think? Like the party dudes of comedy? I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
Didn't they do the Kings of Comedy? They did the Kings of Comedy years ago. I thought that was pretty cool. And didn't they do the Asian version? Where was the stoner version?
Party Kings of Comedy.
It hasn't really been a big stoner.
Yeah, that's it. The Party Kings of Comedy. That could be cool.
I don't know if anybody wants to come to that party anymore. You know what I mean?
I'm talking about after Joe Biden gets elected and we get this fucking orange baboon out of our faces.
Get that baboon butt out of my face.
Oh my God, this guy, he's nuts.
All right, this first game we're going to play is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And it's a game based on, you know, taglines for motion pictures. And this, of course, is going to be a horror edition. So it's all horror movies. Okay. I'll say the tagline, you know, like from the poster of a movie. And then I'll go to you one at a time and you guess which movie it's from. We'll start with Pauly. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What movie had the tagline, "You don't want to be on his list"? This is just for Pauly. If Pauly
is that Schindler's List?
No, that's a list you want to be on.
Oh, shit.
That's a list. That list is life.
I don't know that one.
Okay, that's cool. Let's go to Eric Griffin. He might have an idea what this might be.
I think that was like, I think that's the, it's like a scary Santa Claus movie. Oh man.
Yeah.
What's it called? Like Grumple or Crumpleless or I forgot.
Oh, you're so close.
Right? It was
you're handing this to Doug Mellard because he probably knows what you're trying to say.
I forgot what it was, but it was like the crumple claw or crumple. it's something like that. I'm on the right track, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's we know that you're right. You just don't have the title.
Like if this was Jeopardy, I got to get it. The judges will be like, no, that's not the right name.
Yeah, I'm the judges. Doug?
It's got Dave Koechner in it. Krampus.
Krampus. That's
yes. Oh my God. Krampus.
I never heard of Krampus.
I handed you that.
Yeah, that was rattling around in my brain too.
Yeah, it's a Christmas horror movie that's comedic in parts, and it came out what, 3-4 years ago maybe, or longer?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago.
I actually just made a common sense guess because of what you said.
Yeah, you were close.
That's the thing about this game is a lot of times, you just, if you're familiar with the movie, you can put it together. But like in Polly's case, if you don't even know what the movie is, what, you know, why would you? Schindler's List was a better guess than I thought.
You're this Eric, close, Polly.
Hey, Eric. Eric.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel? You're forced to stay on the phone with me for an hour. Are you okay? I know like you can, you only like me in doses.
Well, this podcast is only going to like you in doses if you keep interrupting. Okay, go on.
I just like the, hey, Eric.
Hey.
Because I know Eric, Doug, so we have this fun thing. With
yeah. Him. Have you done Riffin' with Griffin?
I was his first guest. I was the one that started the whole thing for
him. You're his Bill Murray.
Yeah, I was his pilot episode.
That's awesome. So Doug got a point, but we're back to you, Polly, with this next one. Who is that, me making that beep?
Not me. I don't know how to open a computer.
Yeah, somebody just Eric, sets it up for you.
Eric,
and
says, Eric, you're my friend, dude. I like you. Why don't you kind of come to fucking Vegas with your girlfriend, dude? Come hang out with me.
I'm gonna put that in the suggestion box, and
because I see you making dinner all the time by yourself, you should come hang out with me and Bok Choi here. He's a sushi chef, my new assistant. He makes us food, and you can come here. You can relax.
Sushi chef as an assistant. Say that 10 times fast, everybody.
His name's Bok Choi.
Bok Choi, yeah.
He said that to us earlier, and I didn't know what to make of that.
Yeah, it's named after an Asian vegetable.
All right, Polly, here it comes. What movie had the tagline, "It's not the house that's haunted"?
Jesus. I'm really bad with horror stuff, dude. I'm sorry, bro.
No, that's all right.
I don't know. I apologize.
Oh, I think I already know this. Schindler's List 2.
Think they made that yet. Okay. Let's move on to Eric. Eric might know it.
Not the house that's haunted. That's Insidious.
That is correct.
Ah.
Yeah, earlier when you brought up Insidious, I was like, oh, he better get this one right.
Point to Griffin.
Yes. Eric Griffin has one. Doug Mellard has one. Pauly Shore is just here for the hang.
So this is a game. If you win, you get something at the end.
Not really. Just,
a bus ticket to Vegas to
pride.
See.
You get a sense of pride and a ticket and a bus ticket to Vegas, which you don't need if you're already there. There's another game we're going to play after this, Polly, that, I think it'll be, it's a multiple choice game. So you'll be back in it. You could still win this thing.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. Like if you ask me like things from like normal movies, maybe not horror movies, then I might know.
But if I said pick A, B or C and you picked one, then you have a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what about Double D? That's Eric's favorite babes. there's too much sausage on this podcast.
It is all dudes. I try to avoid that, but this is what fell together. So we're trying to make the best of it with all this testosterone in the Zoom. Who got the? Oh, so Eric just got a point. So Doug gets to go first on this next one.
All right.
Doug, what movie has the tagline "Worst birthday ever"?
Worst birthday ever.
Oh, I know this.
Is this A, B, or C question?
No.
Carrie?
It's
nope.
No, it wasn't her birthday. It was they went to the prom.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Can you imagine how terrible that'd be? It's your birthday and you're going to the prom and then they dump blood on you.
Can I imagine? It happened.
All right, Pauly, do you think you know what this is?
Repeat it and I'll try to really think.
Okay. Worst birthday ever.
And this is from a horror film or a thriller?
I call it a horror film.
That's worst it's a new movie called Quarantine Birthday.
Oh, no, I don't know this one. Sorry.
That's okay.
I believe I know this one.
What is it, Eric?
It's a new movie. It came out a few years ago. It's, I think it's called, what's the name of it? Is it called Happy Death Day?
That is correct.
Oh
my God.
It was a terrible sequel, but actually it was very interesting where they went with it, that it was like a government experiment.
Yeah, the second one's kind of sci-fi.
Yeah, the second one is sci-fi, which I enjoyed the sci-fi portion of it, but not the whole movie as one. But it's actually one of those Groundhog Day. It's one of those Groundhog Day type, what do you call it, horror movies, where she keeps reliving her birthday and she's killed and then she finally figures it out. But Happy Death Day, I remember I saw that one.
Yeah, she knows she's going to get killed every and then she just keeps waking up. And once she figures it out, then it's kind of fun knowing that you can die and come right back.
Like some government experiment for these kids invented a time machine and it broke. And then so, which I actually enjoyed that they went that way with it, actually.
Yeah, they tried something.
Yeah. As opposed to it just being some like weird, you know, horror magic. They made it out that this was a science experiment gone wrong.
All right, so Eric has 2 points.
Uh-oh.
We're back to you, Doug. You have 1 point. You can catch up. You have a chance.
We'll see.
Yeah. What movie has a tagline, "A mother's love is forever"?
Eric's going to get this. A mother's love is forever.
Man, it sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Rosemary's Baby.
No. She doesn't really love her baby because her baby is
and we never
Satan.
Really baby, yeah.
Yeah, it's a devil baby. Pauly, do you know what? Do you want to guess? A mother's love is forever?
Dude, oh, I know what it is. Oh, shit. Oh,
thanks, Doug, but you're out.
A mother's love is forever.
Uh-huh.
I just feel bad because you're never going to have me on your podcast again because I don't know any of these answers.
Well, you know, it's we only do horror movies in October, so I'll have you back in a different month.
Okay, don't do Christmas either. I'm not good at Christmas
movies. I bet you will kill it at Easter movies.
Easter movies, yeah, because that's where all the babes come out for Eric and the Devil D's, dude. I don't know that. Doug, I apologize. But I don't
know. Guess like a name. What would be the name of a movie where the tagline is "A mother's love is forever"?
Mommy Dearest?
See, dude, you came so close without barely even trying.
Really?
Eric, what's it called?
Mama.
That's correct.
Oh.
Who stars in that movie?
That's Jessica Chastain.
Amazing.
Yeah, and her children trying to fuck her up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's kind of "A mother's love is forever" is kind of a sarcastic tagline.
I thought it was maybe going to be Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
That'd have been a good guess, too, though, because it was.
Right, I think.
All right, well, Eric's running away with this thing.
Yeah, 3-1.
Yeah, let's let him get one more away, and then we'll, you know, we'll call it. It's back to you, Doug. And this isn't a horror film per se, but you'll, okay. you'll understand why I chose it when you hear the answer. First class problems, second class detectives.
First class problems, second class. I'll say Ready or Not. Is it something like that?
Oh, Ready or Not's not a bad guess. That I would qualify that as an actual horror movie, but
yeah, that it seemed like something on the border. That's why I said it. But
this is more of like a kind of a mystery thing.
Man,
do you have a guess, Pauly?
I don't. I'm sorry.
I would love to see you on Jeopardy. Just buzz in and apologize.
What is I'm sorry?
Celebrity Jeopardy. Eric Griffin, what do you think it is?
What's the, can you say it again? What was it?
Yeah, it's first class problems, second class detectives.
Oh. Damn it.
I think this is a horror comedy too.
It's definitely a comedy.
Yeah. This is with isn't this with Will Ferrell and what's his face? Were they he was
Oh, John C. Reilly?
Yeah, it's not that one, huh? Sherlock Holmes.
No.
Because I thought that was like a horror. I don't know.
I mean, it could be classified as a horror movie.
The answer to First Class Problems, Second Class Detectives is a movie that you're in, Eric, called Murder Mystery.
I would not have. Yeah. Damn. I don't
look at. Well, look who's gone fucking. Look who's gone fucking Hollywood on us now, Mr. Movie Star. He's been
soon in December. Guest House.
He's in so many movies, he forgets all the quotes and what it's about. Where were you, dude? Why are you zero? Are you a druggie now? What's going on?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think most actors, that's part of the fun of this game is I can always slip people's own taglines past them because people,
you could do an all
successful Pauly actors don't spend a lot of time like learning the taglines from their movies.
Do a Pauly Shore day. He wouldn't even get it.
Whoa, bro, that's not cool.
All Biodome Day and see if he gets
it. Yeah, what's the Ryan, can you look up the tagline for Biodome?
Viva Los Biodome, right?
Is that it, really?
I guess.
What about Encino Man?
No, he's in the juice.
Yeah, that's probably right there on the poster.
Yeah.
Hey guys, producer Ryan here. I look up the tagline to Biodome is your dome away from home.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Well, now I gotta ask you to look up Encino Man. Because now I'm curious.
I think that's from the Stone Age to the Rock Age, right?
Oh, maybe.
I think you're right, yeah.
It's the
It's where the Stone Age meets the Rock Age.
Nice. That's point for Pauly.
He's on the board.
Yeah, but that doesn't count because that's my own movie.
Just take it, Pauly. Just take it.
Take the points, man.
Just take it. Well, that's it for that game. Eric, congratulations. You won. It means you get to go first next game. And that's, I don't even think that's an advantage. I think it's a disadvantage. But we will play that game right after these messages. We'll be right back.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. And at the end of that nail-biter of a game, Eric was the winner, which means he gets to go first in our second and final game. And it's a new game called Boo Hoo.
Oh.
And it's who?
It's called Jew what?
No, Boo Hoo. And I'm not crying. It's B-O-O-W-H-O. And I'm going to go one by one, just like the last game, between the three of you, but it's going to be a multiple choice answer. I'll name an actor or actress, and then you have to tell me if that person is in the movie Casper, the movie Ghost, or the movie version of the theme park ride, The Haunted Mansion. So these are all
Casper,
technically ghost movies, not necessarily horror films. And we'll all start right with Eric. Uh-huh. And then if he misses, Polly, then you'll be narrowed down to two answers.
Fandango, bro.
Oh, wait, actually, you're third in this. So when it gets to you, it'll be narrowed down to the answer. All you have to do is know which one is left of the three.
Okay.
If it gets to you, I don't know with these guys. Eric Griffin, Casper, Ghost, or The Haunted Mansion. Huh? Which one of those was Brad Garrett in?
Brad Garrett.
Comedian Brad Garrett. His name is scrawled on the side of Paulie's Comedy Club.
Wasn't a ghost for sure. I don't even know that. He wasn't.
He could be.
I know. I was thinking about it now. He was in The Haunted Mansion.
That is incorrect.
What? Now we know where he was. Now I know what the answer is. Damn it.
Oh, it's
what
for
do you
sure
think
ghost
it is, Doug?
Casper.
Casper is correct.
Woo-hoo.
Brad.
I mean, boo-hoo.
Casper. And he's.
He plays these, Casper.
No, there's Casper has, you remember in the old cartoon that he has like three mischievous uncles?
Oh, right.
And so I think Brad Garrett was the voice of one of those guys.
Oh, it was voiceover too. Wow.
Yeah. But Casper, you'll see. Eric's on the board with one.
Gold.
No, me.
Brad's on the board with one.
Doug. What's that?
Melly Mel.
Oh, I thought we talked about this earlier. I'm giving all the points to Eric and Polly.
I thought we were supposed to all smoke weed on your podcast. What's this crap?
Well, movie that's a different stuff one. That's that show's called Getting Doug with High. I'd be happy
well, dude,
to have you on.
Come on, bro. Show. That's the one I thought I was doing, dude.
That's hilarious.
I mean, you can get high here, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm
no, high. Dude, you can't mix it up. Eric, tell him what? Not happen. Tell him.
Eric,
I'm not sure if I know where he's going with that, but
yeah, I don't get it either.
No, I'm kidding. I'm
4-1 Dom Penn.
All right, Doug has 1 point.
I'm kidding.
All right, Paulie, all you got to do is guess between three things.
Okay.
The person's name is Eric Idle.
Okay.
Is he in Casper, Ghost, or The Haunted Mansion?
Idle.
What did those guys say?
No, it's your pick. It's a new.
You're gonna go first.
Oh, it's a brand new one.
Yeah.
So it's Haunted Mansion. It's the ghost, and which one?
Casper.
And his name's Eric Idle. I'd say Casper.
That is correct. Pauly Shore is on the
God
board.
God damn it! I'm back in the business. you're about to eject me.
Now it's Eric's turn to go first.
Oh, there's my friend. He cooks food with night with his babe.
Every time I go to Eric, Polly, I'd like you to give me another fun fact about him.
Dude, him and his babe are lovers.
Eric, Which one of those movies is Clint Eastwood in?
You can see my picture, guys. Take a good look at it right now.
Oh, my God. That's not cool, dude.
All right, go ahead.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood?
Yeah. Which one of those movies is he in?
What?
It's got to be Casper.
It's Casper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's there's this wacky sequence where they have Clint Eastwood and others doing a very brief cameo. And yeah. I think they got him because it was a Warner Brothers movie. And so Clint Eastwood was like, you know, in the office next door or something. So they talked him into doing it.
You're making me want to see this movie now.
Right? It's it's interesting.
Casper?
It leans on the comedy, but I don't think it always succeeds. So we have a three-way tie at this point.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, Paulie, you thought you were out of it, but it turns out you're as good as everybody else.
Well, that's good. We're all together. As long as at the end of the day, I could sit on Eric's lap and hold him, squeeze him and hold him, I'll be okay.
What am I, Santa all of a sudden?
No, Krampus.
Yeah, I'm Krampus.
Okay, it's whose turn is it? It's Doug's turn.
Yeah.
another comedian, Rick Aviles. Which one of those is he in? Casper, Ghost, or The Haunted Mansion?
I'll say Haunted Mansion.
Incorrect.
Stop.
Polly.
What are the two choices?
Casper or Ghost?
Ghost.
Ghost is correct.
God damn it. I'm beating you, Eric. You got to beg for my Eric, you got to beg for my friendship.
You remember that guy, Rick Aviles, Polly?
Yeah.
Yeah, he passed away, but he gets eaten by he's like a bad guy in Ghost who gets eaten by those ghost demons.
Oh, the shadow guys.
It's terrifying, the shadow guys. Yeah, it's a scary sequence. Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It's intense. Yeah.
I sounded like my mom. That sounds good. That'll work. It's funny. I used to go out the porno star. My mom was like, she's great. And mom, she sucks penis for a living. I know, it's awesome.
You know, your mom only said one thing to me my whole life. You know that?
Oh, what was
She said, stay away from Polly.
The only thing your mother ever said to me was, you were funny. That's it.
Oh, that's great.
That's all you need.
All you needed from her.
You're in when she says that to you.
It was like I did a showcase in the main room. That was my, you know, they were doing it in the main room. She was ill at the time, so they would still bring her to the club. And then they were walking her out. I was in the hallway. She said that to me, and then they went through the kitchen. And that's the last time, the first thing she said to me, and the last thing she said to me.
Wow.
I thought she was going to tell you the tagline to Biodome.
Yeah, that's great. That's what she told me. And then you know what she said to me about you, Eric?
Everybody.
Eric, you know what she said to me about you?
What did she say, Polly?
She said, take care of him. Make sure he's your best friend.
Oh, great. So now you have to let him be your best friend.
Yeah, you have to be my best friend.
Stuck. All right. Who do we leave off on? Who got that last one?
Polly.
All right.
I won. I'm beating all you suckers.
Yeah, Polly's in the lead with two.
I want to get high with Doug one.
Okay. All you got to do is win today. Those are the stakes. Whoever wins.
I'm gonna throw it.
Eric, you've been on Getting Doug with High.
No, I haven't because I don't get high, so.
You haven't been on it for reals?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been on that one. No, I've done the movie one a few times. But
Hey, Doug, I'll make you a deal. If you do it, you got to do it with me and Eric.
Do it.
All right. He says he doesn't want to do it, so then that means we don't have to do it.
Jesus Christ, dude. You just fucked me up, Eric.
All right, what's the next question?
Which one of these movies was Vincent Schiavelli in? Vincent Schiavelli.
Ghost.
That's right. He's that guy. Remember, he was the science teacher that took him to the autopsy in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh yeah.
And he was in Cuckoo's Nest and
oh yeah.
Yeah. Great, great character actor from Ghost. All right, we got it tied up. Eric and Polly have two apiece. Ooh. But then Doug is here. Doug is here as a potential spoiler. Which one of those movies has Mr. Rogers in it?
Mr. Rogers?
Fred Rogers is in one of those movies.
I'm going to say Casper.
That is correct.
Woo! Oh, is it all tied?
Three-way tie, gentlemen.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, this is very exciting.
Mr. Rogers and Clint Eastwood in Casper. I got to see this.
Yeah. They're not in it for very long.
Doesn't matter.
It's the briefest of cameos. We're back to you, Polly.
So what are the two choices?
I'm going to give you a name, and then you have three choices.
Okay.
There's even harder questions on Getting Doug with High, I should warn you.
It's okay. As long as we're together and Eric's there, we're good. Okay, go on.
All right, Ben Stein.
Okay.
Is Ben Stein in Casper or Haunted Mansion or Ghost?
Casper.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Now do you still want to see it, Doug?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, these are going to get easier now. Eric.
Uh-huh.
Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, that was Casper.
Definitely Casper.
And that was just a cameo too as the Ghostbuster.
Yeah. Eric's got three now. Doug?
Yes, sir.
Which one of these movies has Devon Sawa in it? Most famous for being in the original Final Destination.
I'm going to say...
I've known that.
Haunted Mansion?
Oh, that's an interesting guess. Incorrect.
Ah!
Pauly Shore, for the win, is Devon Sawa in Ghost or Casper?
Ghost.
Incorrect. Eric Griffin. Oh.
Win.
For the win.
Give me the win.
Which one was not said?
Maladies, I got it.
What is it?
It's Casper.
That is correct. Congratulations. I foretold the prediction came true. I thought Eric Griffin could take this today, and he did it.
That was a heated battle, though.
That was exciting. It was fun. And you did a great job, Polly. Don't be hard on yourself.
You came back.
Yeah. I had Bok Choi off to the side going on the internet and doing stuff. I was texting him. but I wanted Eric to win because I felt bad because he's my friend.
Well, and Eric left his video on so we could see the entire time that he was not cheating. So
I was cheating. I'm sorry.
Anything to get. I appreciate you getting right answers just so it makes everybody feel better. Guest House is available now on demand, and it stars Pauly Shore, Eric Griffin, Bobby Lee, Amy Teagarden. Who else is in it?
Mike Castle. You got Steve-O's in it. Billy Zane.
Yeah, Steve-O. He's great.
Steve-O's in it. Billy Zane's in it. Also, Punky Johnson, who just got signed on to Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Punky's awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome. I don't know. There's a lot of. It's cool. It's a fun film, and hopefully there'll be a guest house too. I think that'd be cool.
I'm gonna watch it soon, and thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Eric Griffin, also in guest house. But what else is going on? What else would you like to plug?
You guys should check me out daily on Twitch at Eric Griffin Gaming.
Just like hours and hours every day, you're there?
Yeah, come on out if you want. If you're into video games and you're watching me die at Call of Duty, Eric Griffin game, check me out there. And I also was in a Netflix movie, The Sleepover. That's a nice family film that's out right now on Netflix.
Oh, it's for everybody? Sleepover sounds like it's going to be, you know, another Pauly Shore movie.
Classic. Yeah. that's the horror movie sequel to that one would be like, it's a sleepover in a guest house, and guess who's there?
Hey Eric, we're gonna act again though, right? If we want to do stuff, like, you're down to act with me again?
Oh yeah, that was fun. And like I said, it really came out great. I thought our scenes were very were very funny and very there was good chemistry there on screen.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved working with you, and I was happy. You know, we all live once. And Doug, I don't know you too well. I've been watching you for many years, and I'm a big fan of your stuff. So hopefully someday we can work together. Every time we see each other, it's pretty quick at the store. But I'm happy for you as well. So,
oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, and your friends, I don't know them. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Other Doug.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't know
That's
you.
That's okay, dude. Hey, I know you though.
Bok Choy, can you Google him? Bok Choy, Bok Choy.
Well, at least you're Google. That gets your rating up, right?
And then also, I have my podcast, Random Rants. I have my classic scenes from movies. My Instagram is Pauly Shore. And then I'm on Bobby Lee's podcast that just came out today. And then Tom Segura's podcast with Christina that came out yesterday. And we're promoting the Comedy Store documentary, which I think is magnificent. I thought Mike Binder did a beautiful job, and I know it was a big undertaking for him. And I think my mom would be really proud of the work that Mike did. And I think it was a story that needed to be told. And I was happy that Mike did it. He did a beautiful, beautiful job. So I'm happy for that. Yeah.
Yeah. And the season finale of that series is this Sunday. Yes.
Yeah. This Sunday. Yep.
Cool. Showtime. Doug Mellard's got a new album.
Fart awesome. Safari 3, Fart Hard with a Vengeance.
There Stand you up go.
Records. Look it for
sounds
it.
Sounds made
20th.
Up, but it's real. It's a real thing. Fart Safari 3. He's made, this is his third Fart Safari.
His third.
I would think once you've gone on a fart safari, you'd want to try a different kind of safari the next time.
I had to round it out with a trilogy, you know.
You have to.
that makes you want to watch it. If it's, you know, you say word trilogy really makes you like.
Yeah. Holy shit. They made three of this garbage. It's gotta be some merit to it. If there's more than one, no, I just keep making them. I don't care. Like you should, keep putting them out and have them be like short, each one shorter or something.
Yeah.
You know, You gotta have the quality dip in some way. Yeah, have a favorite of all the Fart Safaris, 1, 2, or 3? Do you have a personal favorite?
I'm gonna say the newest one, partially just because it was recorded at Cap City, and now that Cap City's gone, it makes it a little more special.
That's true. Give us a Comedy Store update, Pauly. They're doing shows where people can come and hang out outside and watch. Screens, monitors of what's going on inside the club.
Yeah, I think the second, the Comedy Store will open is the second LA opens. I mean, it's not like the Comedy Store is above or below anything. You know, it's just everyone's in the parking lot now, and I think they do the thing through the window that's outside. But you know, at the end of the day, it's the comedian's home, so everyone should just go and hang out there and kind of knowing. That, supporting the business and supporting, the fact it'll be open when everything else is open. I think that's really, everyone, like I'm in Vegas right now and I heard like the comedy clubs, a lot of the clubs are open here. I think the Laugh Factory is open, but it's, it's distance. But I heard like the bigger shows like David Copperfield, like those big shows, they're opening, I think, November 6th. So I think that'll be the same thing in LA. That everyone will just find out, on December 7th, like everything, It'll be like everyone will know. So right now it's the parking lot. So.
Well, if they're open.
Yeah. And, but you could see like Kill Tony and lots of other popular podcasts from that perspective.
Yep.
Right on.
Where,
right on.
Where are you, Doug? Doug, where are you at? You in LA or yeah?
Yeah, I'm in LA, and I'm going to do an online show on Saturday, November 7th at 4:20 Pacific time. And that's, you can get tickets to that at rushtix.com. And actually, Doug Mellard is going to be one of the opening acts.
Yeah.
On wait. That show. So
we're going to need some laughs, like you were saying.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, no matter what happens on Election Day, I think that following weekend is people are going to want to cut loose a little bit and try to be happy.
Yeah.
That being said, make sure you guys, no matter what your political beliefs are, make sure you guys listening, go out and vote. Be a part of the process.
Yeah. It's so far the advanced voting is the most they've ever tallied. Like it's huge. And young people.
That's not going to be. Trump is not liking that. They got 75 million people already voted. Trump doesn't like that.
No, he kind of, which is funny because he'd think a lot of those votes are going to be for him. You know, you think he'd be like, oh, good. A lot of people are out there voting for me. But surprise. He just assumes it's not for him. Yeah.
All 75,000. All for me.
Well, thank you once again to Pauly Shore, Eric Griffin, and Doug Mellard, and producer Ryan. And we end each show now with the last line from a movie. So today's was suggested by Carrie the Ginger over the Twitter, and it's goes like this. I'm going to give you the choice I never had.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in